Artist residencies offer a place for artists to create new work in new spaces. The Red Barn in Lindsborg houses artists in the home and studio of celebrated artist Lester Raymer. Torin Anderson talked with museum director Emily Howe and resident artist Elena Samarski to find out what draws artists to create at Red Barn.
This month's resident artist is working on a piece next to a nearly floor-to-ceiling window, about 12 feet tall. There's a long green bench in front of the window littered with her paint, brushes, palette knives, and paper towels. She paces over a brick floor between the table and her easel, slapping excess water off her brush and reapplying paint to her palette knife to scrape across the canvas. Her easel wobbles. Painter Elena Samarski is in the painting studio at Red Barn, her second trip to Lindsborg.
You see everything that is wide, and you see the open spaces. And then today is this wind, which I'm not used to.
It's so windy today here in Kansas that it's banging against the other door. It's a Lester Raymer original screen door that he built.
Emily Howe of Red Barn Studios explains that Kansas artist Lester Raymer built nearly everything in the house out of material from the old Brunswick Hotel owned by his wife's parents.
Even the home and the studio itself was made by him. In the style of impoverished Swedish homes. But impoverished Swedish homes were very beautiful and cozy and wood everywhere and close little rooms, still open spaces, however, even though it's small.
And in this residency, the studio is separate from the living quarters.
They get a stay in his bedroom, his bathroom, laundry room, kitchen, and then just behind the house is their 24 access to the place Lester intended for other artists to create.
The screening process for resident artists is as laid back as the small town of Lindsborg.
Really don't have a competitive application process. We really accept anybody who applies. We have no expectation for an exhibition or a reception or a workshop. A lot of artists come here to mainly focus on their work rather than exposure.
Elena Samarski came to America after living all over Europe. She now resides in New Jersey and is starting to frequent the Midwest more. Last time she came to Red Barn, it was summer. Today is windy and snowy.
This reminds me of growing up in the snow.
Samarski was born in Ukraine.
It has this freeze has its smell, like the snow has its smell and its sound. And I live in a big city. We don't really have that opportunity to just walk in the snow and feel it and hear it. So I'm somehow immersed in my childhood memories.
Samarski likes the seclusion of working in the Midwest.
And the further it is, the more remote it is, the better. So this is my second time in this residency. But I have had a few exhibitions in Kansas in general, so I am a bit familiar with the state, and I just love the drive.
This residency is a respite from the big city.
Just being here, it just rewires your brain, and it's a different experience, and I like to explore it when I paint.
You can view the work she's producing at a reception with her on Sunday, the 23rd of February.
I think it's a very intimate meeting with an artist, because you are surrounded by a lot of artwork that was created recently in this location, so it's all new.
And visitors to the museum can pop in and watch her work in progress anytime.
It's still relatively small, so you are able to have the conversation, one-on-one conversation with an artist, and go deep into piece that you like. So it becomes this kind of a intimate moment, not only with the pieces, but with the creator and people who like it. And it's always, it can be very intellectual, but it can also be very emotional.
In Lindsborg, I'm Torin Anderson for KMUW Arts.
So we like where it's going.